This is Signal 337, the podcast for the innately curious and creative.
Hi, friends. This is Tim McKenna, and this is another episode of Signal 337. I had a very interesting question posed to me the other day when I was teaching, and I thought it might make a pretty good episode. So, for context, I teach Web Design 1 at a local Central Pennsylvania college. I teach Web 1 and Web 2 whenever I get enough students, and it is part of the graphic design program. So most of my students are graphic designers, and they are taking a web class that is required so that they are somewhat familiar with the constraints and the technology and the understanding for digital design. It's a pretty base level course, though my students do design with an industry leading tool. They use Figma in class, and they also hand roll all of their own HTML and CSS. So by the end of the course, they have designed and developed an actual website. And the question that came up was that, well, this is great that we're learning web design and we're graphic designers, but you know, what if you didn't have education, if you wasn't going to school? Like, how would you break into the industry with no experience? And I thought this was a good question because that's what most of my students are going to be faced with when they graduate. And those who have recently graduated that are facing the current economic shitstorm, they're also questioning, like, how do I get the experience if whether I went to university or not? So this is a little bit more geared towards folks who are interested in getting into design in general. And I will talk about user experience and product design and branding as well. So let's talk a little bit about where to begin. And that is, you need to get some knowledge. You need to be able to talk intelligently about the discipline. So where do you go to get this knowledge? Well, you can try to go through all of like YouTube and scour the internet, but the internet is vast and full of dangers. So my suggestion would be to find some solid learning paths, some solid courses from respected online course offerings, such as LinkedIn Learning, the Interaction Design Foundation, and Treehouse is a good place, especially if you're learning more of the development side of things. And there are many others, like Coursera, Pluralsight, there's boot camps like General Assembly and Lambda School. However, I am very reticent to suggest any of those boot camp style courses because I don't really see the value that they really provide with the students that are coming out of those programs. So not to be a dig against them, I just don't know enough about them. And from what I've seen, I'm not really that impressed. But if you were trying to bootstrap your own education and you don't have a lot of cash on hand, online courses would make a lot of sense. And that's where I highly suggest, you know, LinkedIn Learning is a good place to start. $250 for the entire year's access to their catalog, good place to begin with. $200 for Interaction Design Foundation, great. Could you also do courses with individuals, like mentorships and whatnot? Like, I know that Wes Boss does a number of online courses that he does for developers. So that's where you want to start, is you need to get some education to get the idea, the basics, the principles down. You need to understand a little bit of the history of where the industry came from, how it came up to be where it is at today. So finding a good online learning resource is definitely a step in the right direction. Otherwise, just jumping to tools and trying to figure them out, it's kind of like trying to build a car with one arm tied behind your back. It's very difficult. So you need to get some education. Then you really need to think about the time frame of this. No one wakes up one morning and goes, I want to be a designer today. Well, maybe they do. But I would say more often than not is that if you're going to go down design as a career path, you need to invest amount of time that is going to allow you to do so. So if you are going to become a designer, like you want to get hired by a company and have the title of designer in that company, I'd say give yourself at least 6 months to a year's worth of time so that you can properly build a repertoire of knowledge, you know, expand your knowledge base. Also give you the time to self-initiate some projects, whether they are your own brainchild or you have tried to work with some others either through an internship or pro bono. So let's talk a little bit about that. If you are going into more brand and marketing design, those design focuses, what I would suggest is getting the background around graphic design and visual design, and you can learn those courses practically anywhere of the places that I mentioned. I would say LinkedIn Learning probably has the most wide range of topics in this regard. So you would also then need to get the right tools. And industry standards right now is kind of an oxymoron. Let's say the 800-pound gorilla that really dominates the market is Adobe. Adobe has the largest market share of design tools out there. Not to say that they're the only game in town. You can also use Affinity from Serif. You can use Affinity Photo, Affinity Designer, and Affinity Publisher. But Adobe is the one that is most widely recognized by non-designers. You need to be able to invest in those tools. And you need to be able to get tools that will allow you to do the professional level quality of work. So, don't pirate them. Don't get older versions. See if you can create a budget that will allow you to invest in the education and invest in the tools. So, if you're going down the marketing branding route, you want to spend a lot of time learning from marketing professionals, design professionals who've worked in branding and identity, and you want to spend that time with your learning management program, the courses that you're watching, so that way you can start to build your acumen with your skill set. And then using tools, then you can understand how to build these things out. So my suggestion is get the base knowledge first about the industry, learn the principles, and then move on to courses with certain tools like Photoshop or Illustrator. If you're more focused on the web side of things and web development with front-end development, I would actually say that your life is a little bit easier. Team Treehouse is a great platform that allows you to very easily use a code editor with, you know, built into its LMS. And there's more freely available tools in development than there are in design in this regard. And Team Treehouse has some excellent videos and courses that can get you up to speed very quickly to be able to have the base knowledge of how to write HTML, CSS, Python, whatever it is that you want to do. Now, for the product side, it's a little bit more nuanced here. There are a lot of organizations that put out a lot of information around service design, user experience design, product design. Some of the big ones include Nielsen Norman Group. They have certifications that you can attain. They're somewhat expensive, but they are highly recognized in the industry. You can also start off a little bit easier by going to Interaction Design Foundation and going through their learning paths and their courses, which I highly recommend because the quality of the courses, the information that they present in their written and video form are quite knowledgeable, quite in-depth, and you are tested on your knowledge. There are opportunities for you to create items for your portfolio as well, where you can do certain exercises to show how well you know the material. And then there are many other ones, but those are the two that really come to mind. Luma Institute is another one. They're based out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and they have their own kind of flavor, their own little approach to design thinking, and you can also go through and get some industry recognized credentials through them. So for the product and the UX and the service design side, there's a little bit more flexibility with the different learning opportunities. The folks that put out information, they also offer a lot of their own credentials. And recently I found out that Google is offering a certification course for folks who don't want to go to college, but they are going to be offering industry-recognized certifications around user experience and some other disciplines. So there is a lot out there. It's a little bit more of the Wild West in regards to user experience and product and service design, but it's still the same basics. You'll still get education of understanding how the field evolved, how it's developed, where you're at now, and then understanding certain tools. Now, with the product and service and UX side, you're going to have more tools at your disposal. You're not going to be living in Photoshop all day. More or less, you're going to be learning how to apply psychology to your work. So understanding how to do user interviews, how to analyze materials and data from interviews and usability studies, and then being able to take all that and create customer journey maps and other materials that will inform how something should be built, how something should be implemented. So there is the same kind of mentality. You're just using different tools, different knowledge, but the base is still the same. Investing a certain amount of time into how long you want to educate yourself. Investing into a learning offering such as online courses. If you can, you can also join a mentorship program. I highly recommend designed.org. I'm a mentor there, and I know a number of the mentors there that are helping new, young, and even mid-level designers coming up into the field to be able to move forward in their career. So you also want to then spend time to learn the different tools that you will need for each of these different industries. So if it's more branding and marketing, you're probably going to be using more graphic design tools. If you're doing more front-end web development and interaction design, a code editor of some sort, and maybe some design UI design tool as well. And if you're going into more product or UX or service design, you're going to be learning how to do certain activities and then also whatever appropriate tools that can create whatever artifacts that you would need for that. So here's some suggestions then moving forward is that say you have your career path. Like say you want to go into product design. You have an idea for an app or you think working on mobile apps is really interesting. Well, get into a course around product design. Get into some courses that teach you and build up your knowledge for there. And then you can then figure out from there what types of tools that you want to use. If you're a little bit more focused on the code side, you might, you know, get Xcode and a few other editors and whatnot to help you build. If you're more on the psychology side or the user experience side, you might be working more with how to do research and analyze that research. Then once you have that base knowledge, you need to start applying it practically somewhere to give you some real world experience. So this sounds pretty hard, but it's actually a really easy way to get some of this experience, except that you do need to talk with people. So if you want to look at maybe redoing a local website and making it more mobile friendly, you might offer your services pro bono to them. Ideally, it would be a nonprofit, but if you know of a business that is struggling or has no web presence, try to talk to the business owner and see if you can offer your services as a way to be able to get that experience. Now, at this point, you have to be very careful and protect yourself because you don't want to be taken advantage of and you don't want to be being overpromised for what you can deliver. If you're looking to create a very simple one-page website or maybe a couple of pages and learn through that whole process, excellent. Maybe a company doesn't have a brand identity and you're like, let me help you create a style guide and, you know, a brand mark for everything so that this can help your business grow. Maybe you are interested in a nonprofit's way to be able to collect donations. Maybe you want to go through and understand the donation process and give them suggestions on how to improve that. So there's all three, you know, areas. If you're more developer focused, help them be able to create a new website. If you're more brand and marketing, help to create an identity for them. If you're more product or UX, you can then help them improve a flow that they have within their own system. So this requires you to go out and put yourself out there and be upfront that you are learning this craft and you would like the opportunity to be able to help them in their business. And at this point, I really am remiss to say like you should do this for free, but you should do it for a nominal fee. And that way that gives you the backbone, the foundation of making sure that you are a professional that needs to be paid for their work. Now, don't get dollar signs in your eyes and instantly think, okay, I'm going to go out there and make $10,000 off my first client redesigning their website. No. At this point here, the realities of the work come into play. Okay, not only are you doing the design or the development or the product work, now you're also learning the constraints and the requirements and how to work with people. And that is something that even if you go through university, that is sorely missed in the education process is, I would say 9 times out of 10, most design problems or most design challenges is not really related to design. It's related to people. And then 1/10 of that work is actually doing the design work itself. So when you are putting yourself out there and trying to create opportunities for yourself, you're going to learn about different personalities. You're going to learn about the different constraints, the gaps in their knowledge, because remember, they're not going to understand your discipline right off the bat, especially if you're going to a nonprofit in a completely different industry. Like if you're not talking to other designers, they are going to have a hard time understanding the value that you can bring for them. So you have to tie everything back to the return on investment for them. Because if you approach them with an idea of how to improve their service or their brand, they're going to want to know, okay, I'm going to give you X amount of money to do this work. And it may be a small nominal fee. It may be something nice. Regardless, they're going to want to know how they're going to make their money back through the work that you're going to provide to them. So you have to put on your business hat here. And design and business are not strange bedfellows. They're partners. You need to look at yourself as a business professional who works in design. So, putting yourself out there, finding a local company, finding a nonprofit, finding a local small business, those are great places to begin to have some conversations. Don't go to your big hospital network and be like, hey, let me redesign your logo because it sucks. That won't win you any points. And also, you wouldn't even know who to talk to at this point. So you want to go straight to the decision makers. You want to reach out to people who are in the position and have the power to say, yeah, let's do this, or let's talk about this some more. So once you have done some of that work, you're going to then realize, wow, is this really the industry that I want to get into? Because as you are doing the work and working with the client and helping to create the requirements and understanding all the nuance and all of the inputs that go into the project. And then you're able to finally deliver on it. If it's a brand style guide, the artifact, the actual guide itself. If it is a website, the website itself. If it is the improved user flow for how to allow customers to be able to use their site or their donation platform better, it is going to be that report. It's going to be those suggestions on improvement. Once you have created those things and you've had that first experience, invariably you're going to make mistakes, and that's fine. That's okay. How you handle those mistakes makes the world a difference. If you're prone to really focusing and worrying about your mistakes, you need to be able to take a step back, breathe, and be able to think, okay, we're going to get through this. Conversely, if you're the person who is very blasé about mistakes, be like, oh yeah, we'll fix it later. You need to be able to focus on what you've done and make sure that you don't make those same mistakes again. So being cognizant, being present. So once you've gone through at least one client that way, you are now going to stop and reassess. Does this make sense for me to continue down this path? If it does, you continue to build on the investment that you've already made into yourself with the education and the time spent. If you decide this is not where I want to be, maybe I don't want to do product design, maybe I'm more interested in the brand side of things, or maybe I'm more interested in pure coding, that's fine. At this point, you've invested just enough knowledge to make sure that you understand what you want to do, and then you can pivot. And at that point, the knowledge that you've gained thus far is still valuable and will inform you in your process if you decide to go into a different discipline. So I've seen this a lot with graphic designers coming out of school. They understand the basic principles and the foundations of graphic design, visual design. And then when they make a switch over into interaction or web development, the knowledge that they already have makes them better developers because they understand how people use things. So, with all that being understood then, don't look at your pivoting as a, well, I just wasted all that time. No, you've learned a lot, and you've learned what you don't want to do as much as you learned that what you want to do. So that will continue to serve you throughout your entire career. So say you've gone through that first client, and you say, I want to continue with this path, I want to do something else. So then you do the process again. You reach out to another company and to another company. And each and every time, you are going to get a little bit better about how to negotiate and talk with the client, understand their needs, and also be able to suss and draw out information you need from them to get the requirements that you need to make sure that you're successful. And you're going to be faced with different challenges of interfacing with different folks, with different attitudes, different personalities, different perspectives. So as you continue to do this, you're building up your business acumen. You're building up your professional knowledge of how to work with people. And people like to work with people that feel like they listen, that feel like they empower them, enable them, and help them grow. So that doesn't mean to be a, people pleaser in every single sense. It does mean being able to have a mindset on growth and positivity. As you continue doing this, you're going to build up a body of knowledge and experience that then you can turn into case studies or basically, stories about this is the work that you've done. So if you're going to create a portfolio, which is a time-honored tradition in visual design, if you're going to create that, you want to be able to show your thinking, your process of, here was the client, here's what they were faced with, here's what they had at this time. I came in and was able to bring X, Y, and Z, and then we were able to implement this new thing, whether it is a new identity, whether it was an improved process for their online donations, I keep using that example, or it was a new website. So you want to be able to show, all right, here is the journey that you went through. Initial interaction, initial observations, the work that you've done, and the work that was implemented, and the effect, the aftermath of the work that you've done. So with a website, this is pretty easy to do by looking at their site traffic. Whether they use Google Analytics or something else, you can see over time how much traffic has come to the site. And other metrics, such as if people are coming into the store saying, hey, we found your website. If they are doing e-commerce and you're just creating some different styles, how much more sales have they made online? Or how many more orders have they filled? Or how many less complaints do they get through their website? So there's all things there that can show the effect, the return on investment. With the branding and marketing side, say you're creating an identity for a company, you can create this artifact, this report, the style guide that dictates how and when to use the logo, all the rules about it, and then the aftermath is the seeing it in action, like seeing it in billboards or seeing it printed up in their stores, maybe even changing around the interior design of their stores to better align with the brand guidelines and principles that you've set forward. And then you could see how well people react to that brand, you know, refresh. And similarly with the product and UX side, how easy did you make it for people to do X, Y, and Z? Whether it is the donation platform or whatever, if you've helped increase return on investment for your client, that's something that you want to talk about. So you can create a portfolio and write these case studies. And you want to not only just write the story and write everything down, if you have examples, visual examples of your thinking to show like how you went through your process, that is also helpful too, because it will show any prospective employers in the future how you think, how you went about doing things, and whether or not you are the caliber of designer in the way that you think that is going to help them if they bring you on. So you want at least three of these case studies. And from there, you can then start applying, really. Because then you have experience, you have knowledge, and you have real-world work that you can then show. That's a pretty straight and narrow path to getting a job in design. But additionally, what I would also suggest is joining the community at large. So if you don't know the industry, and you know that you just want to be a designer, if you don't know who the players are in your local area or, you know, greater, that's going to be a hindrance. So my suggestion would be is to join a meetup if they have some in your area around design and technology or product. Join any of the online forums, join Slack groups, join a community at large. Some of them are completely free. Some of them do have membership dues. I know IXDA is free, AIGA is not, and there are everything in between. But the goal for these is to join a community to network. And network sometimes gets a little bit of a bad rap, but really all networking is getting to know other people. Getting to know and learn from other people so that you have connections in the industry that when you are looking for a job, you can reach out and be like, hey, I'm looking for this. Have you heard of any place that's looking for a junior designer or anyone who's looking for any sort of freelance work, doing brand work? And that is your tribe. That's your group that you can work with to be able to help grow your career. But it's not one-sided. When you join a community, the expectations are is that you also give back to that community and you contribute. So as you continue to grow in your career, you're going to then help others do that as well and help them get into the industry through your knowledge, your networks. Very often I've seen a designer come up through the industry and has worked with a client and then has moved on to other work, and that client still needs work done. You don't have the capacity, or you don't have the relationship there anymore, whatever this thing is, but someone else coming up through might be like, hey, I'm looking to do some work. You might suggest them to that company or that client. So that reciprocal nature of the industry is also super helpful. And a great thing about learning from any sort of community, whether it is more brand marketing focused, whether it's more technology focused or more product or UX focused, is that these people love the work that they do and they love to give back. So by joining that, you gain not only knowledge, you also gain a community that can talk with you ad nauseum about the things that you're interested in. And this continues to give you information of, does this still the thing that I want to do? Or do I want to work in other areas? Do I want to grow from here? And regardless if you stay in design at all, the knowledge that you gain from this endeavor will help you in other places as well, especially in the business world. So this was a pretty short episode and pretty straightforward, but I wanted to get my thoughts out about this because I have a lot of students from years past that are still struggling with getting into the industry. And I've asked them these things like, you know, what kind of work are you doing right now? What are you doing to keep sharp or build up your acumen? Are you joining into any sort of communities at large that you can network with? And are you doing anything to continuously improve yourself? And I think the fallacy comes in, and this is not just design, but I think a lot of industries, is that, well, I have a college degree, that should be enough. No, that's just a fancy piece of paper from an institution saying, hey, you completed X amount of years, you paid us a lot of money, and here you go, you should have the knowledge. That doesn't always pan out. So your career is definitely in your hands. And just because you have a college degree doesn't guarantee you a job. But doesn't mean that it hurts, and doesn't mean that anyone who doesn't have a college degree is any less qualified. So regardless of the college degree, whatever, credentials, whatever, be kind to each other, help each other out, and grow the industry so that you can grow and be prosperous and have a good career, and also create fertile ground for other new people coming into it as well. I like that saying from my Boy Scout camp is, leave it better than you found it. Like, leave no trace, leave it better than you found it. And I think that that's great for this industry as well. So, like I said, to wrap up, get some knowledge, invest the right appropriate amount of time for you to build on your knowledge, learn the foundations first, then move into tools to know how to tactically do the things that you wanted to do, and then start reaching out to folks and trying to figure out if you can provide services to them that's beneficial for them, but gives you a solid understanding of how to work in the industry. And from there, once you've had at least 3 case studies, I would say is the bare minimum, then start applying to jobs. Start applying to other places and see if you can get on staff with them. Whether it is brand, whether it is technology, you know, development related, or if it's product. You can very easily distinguish yourself by showing the work and the dedication that you've put into your career to get there. So with that, I really want to say thank you, everyone. This is now officially 1 year's worth of Signal 337 podcast. So thank you so very much for this entire year of listening. More to come in the future. And like always, everything that I say on this show is my thoughts. It's all indicative of me. It does not represent any past places or current places that I work at. So with all that out of the way, thank you so much and see you later.